where love grows to new heights. Yeah. To the groove where the sun disappears, but a light still shines.
This is Tiffany the Lass
and Hannah Lazar,
and we're at the 4th and B with Ziggy Marley. Hi, Ziggy.
Hi.
Been on your Love Is My Religion tour. You have a couple more days left of this. Can you give us some of your highlights of the show?
Highlights? I mean, the whole thing is a highlight, you know. We've been around the world already. You know, we've been Europe, we've been South America, at least half of the world. And everywhere we go, it's been a good reception and especially a good response to the message of Love Is My Religion.
And how has it been singing with Sky Edwards?
Oh, with Sky, we just started doing shows with Sky a few weeks ago, and it's cool, you know, we like Sky.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she's got a beautiful voice.
Yeah, wonderful.
One of the places that you went on this tour was Medford, Oregon, and that concert was a Rock for Defer concert. Can you tell us a little bit about your work with that?
Well, it's just an opportunity to help, you know. And when someone asks us for help or to support a worthy cause, then we're definitely doing that, you know, because that's a part of our life, trying to make positive changes in the world, you know.
Love Is My Religion, the new song, came out just in time, I feel, when the world is in such an open state of war based on religion. And did that inspire you at all to write this song, or what inspired you really to write Love Is My Religion? Because that really seems to be speaking to a lot of people.
Inspiration came from I don't know, some people want to say God, you know, whatever. It come from the unknown, from the force that, whatever force out there that inspires people with open minds, that's where it came from, you know. I believe it came to me because it's an important concept to understand, because I think people misrepresent this idea or this concept or philosophy of God or philosophy of a higher being. It's being misrepresented and being used in a negative way to cause so much hate, anger, jealousy, destruction. And so I think that message came to me to clarify the concept of God, which human beings have been trying to figure out from where we ever existed. So I think that message is just come to clarify to human beings, this is what God is about. If you are looking for God or looking for that higher concept or philosophy or whatever it is, spirituality, it is love. It is not within the organized religion.
All my days I've been searching to find out what this life is worth. Through the books I've looked, through time I've searched. Love is my religion. Love is my religion. Love is my religion. All we need is love.
And that's a nice reminder. I mean, just hearing them get in a musical form, it's not a lecture, it's nice. It's people groove to it, and it's a nice way.
That is it, you know. That's messages from the source.
Many of your songs, I've been listening to you since I was a teenager, and I find that a lot of your songs have positive messages, and as well as being very educational and inspiring. What songs, if you could pick three of your songs on your solo and with the Melody Makers, if you could give to world leaders today, which songs do you think would help them or inspire them to do positive things?
Well, love is my religion, you know. That is the only song I would give them, because that, if they could grasp that concept, then we wouldn't be fighting so much. If we could grasp that concept that God is love, and if you're going around thinking that you're better than someone else because of their concept of God, or that you need to change their concept of God because your concept of God is better, that's what causes so much problems. So I would give them Love is My Religion. I try to let them understand that.
So, Ziggy, one of my childhood dreams to play and sing with children and monsters on a very special street, that be Sesame Street. How did that feel to walk down the famous Sesame Street with all those monsters?
Well, yeah, I've been watching Sesame Street too from a child, so I mean, it was very exciting. I like doing kids programs and stuff like that. I think kids are the most open-minded beings, you know, on earth, and so they are very open to ideas and truth. If you can get the truth to the children, that is where you really want it to get, because a lot of us older people are set in our ways, in our mind, in our way of thinking. So I think the children is a definitely, if we can get to them, it would be good. So I try to do a lot of kid stuff, and I'm a kid myself, you know, at heart, so I was really excited to do that, and all the other stuff I've done.
Look at how big Big Bird is, and how small I am. I am the smallest person on Sesame Street, I bet. Oh, and I do not like it.
She doesn't like it.
Small people,
small people,
won't stay small for long. Today you're still a little one, tomorrow you'll grow up strong.
It was fun to just go play on Sesame Street.
Yeah, man, it was fun to see how they did the Muppets and all of those things, you know, see how them operate, you know.
You also did a song on PBS for Arthur, Believe in Yourself. Did you write that song specifically for that show?
No, that song was, I think, someone from the show had written it.
I love that. Me and my kids love that song. It's great.
It's a simple message, and it comes from the heart. Oh, believe in yourself, for that's the place to start.
You know, not to touch too much on this, but it is so rare for a child of a music legend, such as your dad, to branch off and become a musical success themselves. You have unarguably managed this feat. How do you maintain your individuality when so many people try to link you with your father?
I don't try to maintain anything. I just be. And I'm linked to my father and my mother. I'm my grandfather and my grandmother. I don't try to run away from the truth. Yeah, and I don't have to try to do anything. Just be me. That's all I do.
That's a good answer.
You and your siblings have an organization, a charity called Urge. Can you tell us some of the projects that you've worked on with that?
Well, the Urge is mainly we do things for kids in Jamaica, orphanages, education, medicine, toys, fun days, very simple, small stuff for kids. Simple.
Well, who would you love to share the stage with?
My inspirations in terms of musicians, you know, my father, which I've shared stage with him already. Fela Kuti, Miles Davis. Great musicians, you know, not necessarily like even jazz musicians, like Dizzy Gillespie, and just all the greats. I would love to play with all the greats, all the great artists who express themselves musically in their own unique way. That is what art is about, to express yourself without trying to follow trends, and I like artists that do that.
Well, would you ever consider mixing your music with other genres of music, such as working with a hip-hop artist or an electronica DJ?
You know, I mean, whatever. If it comes that way, it comes that way. I don't make music by thinking about it. I make music by doing what I'm feeling at the moment. So I don't know if that will happen.
You've been making music your whole life. Did you always think you would want to be making music?
I never think.
No, it just comes naturally.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't decide to do music. Music decided to do me.
Mm-hmm.
It was my great decision. I didn't choose to write songs. I didn't go to school to learn to write songs. I didn't say I want to be a songwriter. Songs started coming in my head, and I started writing them.
At what age did you write your first song?
Well, it wasn't a song, a few words probably, maybe 10.
10?
Yeah.
Is there anything special you'd like to talk about?
Special?
Share.
Love is my message. That's the special thing I talk about. Love. Love one another. You know, and we can't try to change each other by judging, but by loving. Only an individual can change himself. And I am only here to love people, not to say change, to do what I do, but to love you. And then if you see that love and say, oh, that's beautiful, and change yourself, then that's up to you. But it's not up to me to change you.
Thank you. Would you mind giving us an R for Pirate Pods?
A what?
R.
R?
Yeah, like an R of Pirate
Pods. Pirate Pods. R.
Thank you, Ziggy, for your time.
Thank you.
My frustration won't subside. I've been tried time after time, but it's not my style to quit. There is more to life than this, in obscurity or fame. We're all playing in this game, searching for something, searching for something. Looking, 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 you will find, you will be fine. Saturday in the morning, and the rain keep falling. Brother didn't get no sleep, now he's really feeling beat. But there is no time to waste, as the devil tests his faith. He just walks away, on a mission to complete.